Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. It is February 1st, and this episode is called Grow Yourself, Then Others. Practice these things. Immerse yourself in them so that all may see your progress. 1 Timothy 4:15. We all have a lid on our leadership ability. We are all at different levels. I've been a leader for 45 plus years, and I'm still growing. Some of that I was a bad leader. Plus, our personality helps and hinders us in our leadership ability and growth. Only 2% of the population study leadership. Flea training. To train a flea, you put him in a jar with a lid on it. At first, the flea will jump high, hitting his head on the lid. After a little while, he will stop hitting the lid and jump just below the lid. You can now safely take the lid off the jar, and he will never jump out. For good or bad, he's been trained. We are like this. We have a lid on our leadership. Could be our past training, previous experience, or current understanding of leadership that put a lid on us. So how do we rewire ourselves to learn to jump out of the jar? First, understand weakness and acknowledge that you have a lid and need to grow. I've been studying, teaching, and writing about leadership deeply for 15 years, and I still have a long way to go. It's like sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. Likewise, if we say we know how to lead, but we're not continually growing in leadership, we deceive ourselves. You may be in a high management or leadership position at your organization. You may be the CEO of your own company. No matter where you are, there is a lid on your leadership ability. You could be a level one positional leader, which is the lowest level of leadership, or you could be a level five pinnacle leader, the highest. Where are you? We'll define the levels of leadership tomorrow so you can estimate where you are. Second, plan growth. Plan it out. Be intentional. Go see January 2nd. And commit to a level of growth. You're not going to get there automatically, so plan it out. 10 minutes per day, 20, 30, an hour, more? It's like exercise. If you don't put in the time, you won't get the results. I have a list of great books you can read, listen to, podcasts, vlogs, etc. And if you really want to grow, you can ask me to mentor or coach you. Decide now how much you're going to invest. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. Proverbs 16:3. Lord, help me raise my leadership lid and grow that I might lead well and teach others how to lead. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.